first question. From what, where did you know our school?
Well, I started to come to Moscow many years ago, probably 20 or 25 years ago. But my first visit to your school was probably about 10 years ago. And I came to your school because I know personally some of your teachers, and I'm a friend of Father Vladimir, who invited me one time to visit your school just to see what it was like. And I liked it so much that I just wanted to come back each time again and again. And so now, every time I come to Moscow to visit, I love to come to visit your school. It's the most important thing for me to do.
Yes, and what do you think about our school? Does it change? Is it changing throughout these years?
Over the years, some things stayed the same and some things change. The things that stay the same, I love the prayers in the church. These stay the same, and they're very like the same prayers that we have in England with our church camp for children. And the atmosphere stays the same here in some ways. It's very friendly. It's very quiet most of the time. It's very warm. But some things change as well. One thing I noticed that has changed over the past 10 years, the children in this school became much better at speaking English. So that's a very big improvement, because when I first came here, maybe some of the children spoke very well, but most children did not really understand very much. And now many children in the school speak very good English, and I think nearly everybody understands quite a lot.
Yeah.
So that is a change.
Yes, thanks to our teachers.
Yes, thanks to your teachers.
And have there been any changes in English throughout this period of time?
Oh, it's the same sort of question. Yes.
Yes.
I think definitely there's been a big improvement. I think your teachers have worked very hard with your English. Do you mean changes in English in the school?
No, I mean the England.
In England. Oh, in England.
Country.
In our country. Well, of course, there are many changes in England. Well, of course, changes between our two countries there have been. I would say that in the last 10 years, politically, the relationship between England and Russia has not been so good. And for me, this is very unfortunate, and I think this is very sad. But on a personal level, I would say that this has had no effect whatsoever. And in England, I don't know what changes there have been in the last 10 years. Our weather got even worse. There's more rain.
And our religion really important in English? Maybe how much people come to your church here?
That's a very good question. Some of the children in this school already know about my church in Oxford in England because I told them about it. And you know that our church in Oxford was only opened in 2010, 6 years ago. And in this time, the number of people coming to our church has doubled, has increased two times. Now our church is too small for us, and soon we will need to think seriously what to do to try to make our church bigger. And that means that more and more people are coming to the Orthodox Church, at least in Oxford, but I think also in England in general. So I think that the Orthodox Christianity in England is growing stronger. And some of this is because more people come to England to live in England who are from Orthodox countries.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's because more and more English people hear about the Orthodox Church and want to join the Orthodox Church to become Orthodox.
That's great.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. It's good news to hear. And what do you think? Well, this not very nice situation in the world,
in general, the conflicts between different politics, will it deteriorate or not?
I think it will get better. Actually, if you look back over the past 300 years, that's a long time, but if you look over the last 300 years, you can see that the political situation, especially the situation between Russia and Western countries, goes up and down. Sometimes it's very good, sometimes it's not so good. But over the course of a long time, things always get better. But don't forget what Saint Seraphim of Sarov, Saint Seraphim Sarovsky says. If you find a spirit of peace in your own soul, thousands of souls around you will be saved. So if you want the situation in the world to get better, if you want there to be peace in the world, it has to start with us asking God to give us his peace in our own heart. If each one of us changes and tries to become a better person, closer to God, then that changes the whole world. So we must try, we yes. must pray, we must, and also try ourselves to live a good life.
Yes.
That changes the world.
And what do you recommend?
Could you please give three advices or recommendations to our students?
That's a difficult question. My advice, three pieces of advice for your students. First piece of advice, don't let a day go by without prayer. Pray every day. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, pray every day. Second piece of advice, try to be as kind as you can to everybody. That's just as important as your prayer.
Yes.
Third piece of advice, and this is for you yourself, while you are at school, find what you really enjoy doing, what you really feel strongly about, that where your talents are and where your interests lie and what you feel is really for you, and do it the best that you can and try to follow that to make your life. Because I believe that God gives each one of us talents, and if we use them, we find a real way to live our life the most fully. So pray, be kind, and discover what you really love to do and do it the best you can. These are my three pieces of advice.
Thanks. Would you advise our students maybe to listen to some music, English music, maybe, you know, some good singers?
Oh, that's,
or music.
That's a very difficult question for me to to ask me. Most of the English singers that I like to listen to finished around in the 1970s and 1980s, so it's quite old-fashioned.
That's okay.
I think it would be better to ask somebody a bit younger about present-day English pop music. Whatever I would say to you, some English music now is really good, and some songs have really good and meaningful words. But I would say if you're listening to pop music, be careful to listen to music where the words of the singers are inspiring and where they actually give you a good message. And it's not just that some songs are particularly bad, but a song should be something which is really beautiful.
Yes.
And words should be words which are really inspiring, which are an inspiration and which help you to feel not just good on the surface, but good inside as well.
Yeah,
but probably it would be better to ask somebody else about the actual choice of music.
Yes, but maybe you know some great English books and you can advise them to read for our students.
You mean if you were reading classical literature or modern literature?
Well, I think classic is better.
Yes.
What do you read when you read English books here in school? Do your teachers give you English books to read?
Well, they do advise us to read some.
And what did they advise you to read?
Well, just in general. Well, I've been reading Oscar Wilde.
These are really wonderful stories. If you like Oscar Wilde, very, very good stories, But it's quite difficult language because he writes in a rather old-fashioned language. But Oscar Wilde's Stories for Children, The Happy Prince and the other stories for children are really beautiful stories. And they have a very deep Christian message. There is a wonderful story by Oscar Wilde called The Selfish Giant, about a giant who discovers one of the children who plays in his garden is a very special child. I won't spoil the story for you by telling you now. Read that. But then another thing I would recommend to you, if you can, and this is much easier language, read the Chronicles of Narnia of C.S. Lewis, but also other books by C.S. Lewis. His English is quite straightforward.
Really?
Yes. It's a little old-fashioned, but it's quite easy to understand. Another thing I would say, some people that you hear about in the some Orthodox priests and theologians and so on tell you to not to read Harry Potter. But actually, I find that the Harry Potter stories are extremely good. And I know that the author of Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, is a Christian person. Mm-hmm. And if you read the Harry Potter books, or even watch the Harry Potter films with a Christian understanding, you can see there are many Christian themes there. Yeah. So I would recommend this as well. Having said that, I must confess that I've not read all of the Harry Potter books myself, but my children are very enthusiastic and they tell me all about that.
Sophie loves Harry
Potter. Yes, Sophie likes Harry Potter. She's a complete Harry Potter addict.
And maybe you would advise some films for us to watch.
Well, again, there, do you mean children's films, old films, new films, or what?
Just in English.
English films.
To practice, maybe.
Well, here it's difficult because I would suggest that it's better to watch films where the English is spoken with an English accent, not with an American accent. And that's quite difficult because a lot of films have, which are American, have, of course, people speaking with American accents. It's interesting, if you watch American films, Disney, for example, are the only people who speak with English accent, not American, are the bad people, the villains. It's very, very funny. I would suggest to you a wonderful film, which not many people know about, which is a film which is for children, but is of the life of Christ. It's called The Miracle Maker. And it's a very interesting film because it's an animation. The animation is Russian, but the voices and the acting is all English. And it is a wonderful version of the story of the gospel, which anybody could watch. It's not just for churchy people. And I recommend that to you, The Miracle Maker. That's a good place to start.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully that's it.
That's the end of your questions.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your good questions.
Yes. I think it's a very good thing.
Thank you.